How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
The patient has been able to see their oral situation in a way they've never been able to see before, and the dentist as well. They're seeing things completely different, digitized on the screen, so they can change the way they diagnose or approach treatment, and it's all about increasing that patient communications.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists, episode number 150.
I was going to let you say this is Andrew.
No, I just 150. And then I expected like, oh, yeah, we're so awesome. Wow, we made 250. Like, we don't have that, though. I thought you'd be more excited about 150.
Oh, no, I was definitely going to go with the smart ass comment of we only have you for 50 more episodes because you only signed up for 200 episodes.
Oh yeah. So yeah, call back to all the listeners that weren't listening the very, very beginning episodes. I'm signed on for 200 episodes, and then Michelle said she's going to start looking for a new co-host. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
I feel like about 175. Everybody, just get ready. I'm going to start taking resumes, CVs. I'll start doing some auditioning. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Well, but I am Andrew, in case anyone cares about my name now after all that intro.
And so, this is Michelle, and we're excited that you are joining us for another week of this little old podcast here.
Yeah, this one's going to be a good one, too. I mean, they're always good, but I feel like we've done a pretty decent job, especially at the Greater New York, being able to bring different types of content. So this is something we've never talked about before on the podcast. After 150 episodes, it still feels good to say that, but it's all about scanning and what scanners can do. And shout out to Cherie for giving us, first of all, 1,000 connections, but specifically for getting this all set up for us. That was really awesome of her to do.
Yeah, and you'll hear her on the podcast, Cherie Lipinski from Armor Dental, which created MouthMate and ScanMate. And ScanMate is just apparent. I don't scan, but everyone I talk to just loves this as an aid to make it easier to scan. And so she gave us these amazing connections. And then CareStream, shout out to CareStream, because they were kind enough to let us pretty much just set up shop at their booth while at Greater New York and record this. And you'll see some video, as if I'm like...
Yeah, you're old.
I know. God almighty.
What is it? The 8mm film?
Wow.
The little projector and pull down the screen.
You'll hear this 8-track. Good God. You'll see a video of us on YouTube. So if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, please do that, and Spotify and any of those listening apps that we're just currently getting on, which is pretty cool.
Did you see I sent you something for Pandora?
Pandora is getting it.
We're not on there yet, but I'm going to try. That'll be my next thing that I want to do.
And we're still working on Alexa, right?
Beginning of the year, the guy said that hopefully Alexa
skills will be ready for it.
She's such a diva.
Really, for serious. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't have anything else to say about how great that conference was, how great Cherie is, how great all of our guests were.
Yeah.
It was a really good conversation. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
It's time for the interview.
Oh, but I had something else to say.
We need to let the experts talk now.
Fine. All right. Well, thank you very much for being
here.
Thanks for having us.
This is awesome because we are newbies with scanning, and so we need to learn the things, the stuff and the things. So
everything that's digital, we need to know those things.
Yeah, we do. I'm really focusing on intraoral scanning, if we could, like, really hone it into that. So let's take a second and, like, tell us who you are and, like, why you love scanning.
Sure. I'm Dr. Justin Chi. I'm Director of Clinical Technologies at Glidewell Dental, which is a dental laboratory in Southern California. I've been using digital technology for many years, starting off as a dental technician 13 years ago. And I've been training dentists and their staff, assistants, hygienists on digital scanning, the whole process for about 12 years. So
you started as a technician?
Started off as a technician.
And then went to dental school?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're teaching. Like, I think that evolution is the best. Yes.
It was incredible. Digital technology is one of the reasons why I was motivated to go to dental school. Now that I'm on the clinical side and getting to treat patients with it, and I saw the advantages back then, so it's been a great journey.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
I'm John Ocasio, Vice President of the Academy of Chairside Assisting. Digital for me was a big eye-opening into the integration of the practice and empowering team members to be part of the clinical evolution, you know. We started with digital x-rays. I started 20 years ago with digital x-rays when I joined the military. So that was my first interaction with digital. And I saw how wonderful it was to be able to take digital and move forward with treatment. My hygienists love it because they can take it. They no longer have to be running or depending on somebody else to develop their films. So everybody was wanting to utilize and maximize technology. We're currently using CERAC in our practice. And what a bigger impact on a dental team member that you're not just assisting your doctor anymore. You are part of the treatment, and you are part of the final result of what your patients are going to get at the end of treatment. So that's why I love technology, and that's what I do what I do to love training dental team members to utilize technology.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Nice. So my name is Tomas Salcedo. I'm a practicing RDA, registered dental assistant, out of Encino, California. I've been doing that for a little over 25 years now. And gosh, you know, the world that we're in today, I remember a conversation as a little kid with my mother way back in maybe the late 70s, and her telling me that there would be a time that we would be able to see each other when we spoke on the telephone. And as a kid, you know, having a telephone on the wall with a little squiggly cord and a rotary dial, man, I could never imagine what that was going to be like. And, you know, I only imagine that in the cartoons of the Jetsons and
yes.
things like that, right? And the world that we are in today with dentistry, I just can't see us doing dentistry without it. I come from a time where everything was analog, let's say, right, non-digital. And to be able to better serve and take care of my patients as an assistant today, utilizing all these great technologies, digital scanning, digital imaging, digital radiography, mm-hmm. has been vital. I'm super excited about what the future holds in 10 or 15 years. I mean, I just can't, you know, we might give a blue and a red pill to a patient and say, here we go. We're doing a full mouth scan. Take the blue pill, man, and let's pop it up on the screen. I'm super excited. Yeah.
So the person who brought us together.
Yes. So my name, as you know, is Cherie Lipinski, CEO of Armor Dental. I'm also the inventor of ScanMate, which is the first non-reflective retraction instrument for not only scanning, but also surgical procedures, really anything that the dental team needs retraction for, ScanMate will solve for. But, you know, ScanMate really, I often talk about not really the product, but the concept and the technique, because really ScanMate was really invented for the dental team and empowering them to have more comfort with the technologies like intraoral scanning, giving them the right tools that they can retract a lot easier so they're more efficient in their scans, they're more, their patient's more comfortable. Really right now they have their fingers and they have, you know, other products that are out there, but this is really their creative to be their tool for scanning. So I'm very proud of that and excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for helping us get this together. So let's get into it. Like, let's talk about what digital scanning actually is and why it matters and why we, like, because you said something interesting where once upon a time, patients used to ask me, like, when are we not going to put these alginates in my mouth anymore? And I'm like, never. Let's get on board with it. Like that. But now that's what we're here, right? So let's talk about that.
So for me in my practice, you know, thinking of the times where I had to mix a goopy material and stick it in a patient's mouth and have to really think back why we were doing that. It was usually for some procedure-based reason or a diagnostic reason, right? And so now the ability that I have in my practice to scan a patient, capture a digital record of them that moment that they walk in and do it in little as 2 or 3 minutes, it's a complete game changer for me. For me, digital scanning in the mouth has been such an easier way for me to relay information to my patients about the things that I see in the mouth, right? In the past, I felt that we had to show a lot of different models and pictures and try and convince maybe, right, if I want to use that word, ask the, why things were happening in the mouth.
Yeah.
And now with these digital scans, I'm able to show them in 2 minutes, this is what's happening, this is what I see in your mouth.
So, right, yeah.
You know, it's really interesting, Tom, that you mentioned that, because in my practice, we are completely impressionless. Everything goes digital. And it's a lot easier to have a conversation with patients now. And I tell them, you know what, I don't know how to take an impression. Just on the patient perspective, you know, they actually say, I want to have that treatment just because I don't have to take an impression.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you no. I told you no before because I thought you're going to take that goopy impression. I didn't want to. Now they're accepting treatment. So also what we have learned is in the past, we used to have digital and analog. Like sometimes we take impression like a bleaching trace or for something simple, we used to take an impression. But why we do that? Because it was always the doctor scanning and the team was assisting. But that was in the past, that's the only way we could take a scan. That's the only way we take a record. Now we actually are able, and that's what we teach. We teach a teammate, okay, if you had the right tools, you know, like, for example, the ScanMate, if you had that right tool, now it empowers us as a team members to take that digital record. So now when it's just a bleaching tray, I will say, I will take it. I don't need the doctor. The doctor can continue doing his regular day, but he empower us as a team because we have the tools to be able to fully scan the mouth without needing the doctor. So we're maximizing, we're being more efficient. My hygienist is able to take the record because, you know, hygienist doesn't have an assistant. So they have to be able to take those scans by themselves.
Except for this dude over here.
I get an assistant.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I, though.
I know, like the rest of us. So
everybody, you know, those, you know, the civilian people out here, you know.
The regulars.
That doesn't have an assistant. Now we need the tools. Now my hygienists are all in power, and they are able to take the records. And we go from just taking a scan to printing. And we have a model in less than, actually, we have a model on just scanning and printing faster than you would take on taking an impression and pouring.
Can we back up and talk a little bit about those tools? Like, what exactly does it look like for a podcast listener?
So scanners, it's a handheld camera. So it looks sort of like a gun. There's a tip that extends into the patient's mouth. And it uses a set of mirrors and lasers to actually image and reproduce what the patient's oral situation is. for whatever the treatment that you need, whether it's just models for diagnostic or even restorative cases, removable appliances. It can really replace a lot of what you're conventionally doing with a traditional PVS impression or alginate impression and reproduce it super accurately. There's a lot of studies out already that are showing that intraoral scanners, digital impressions, are more accurate. When we think about, I started off as a lab technician, I typically got a PVS impression and then had to pour it up in stone, and given all of those steps, it's amazing at the very end we were able to make something that fit into the patient's mouth. But now we can completely digitize the patient's situation, and as you alluded to earlier, being able to communicate better. This technology allows us to communicate with the laboratory better, between the dental office and the lab, and certainly with the patient. It's making things more comfortable for the patient. Patients love the aspect of not having to, after a PVS impression, having to pull all the goop and all the rest of the stuff that sticks between their teeth on their lips. So it's all about patient comfort, convenience, increasing efficiency. And I see a lot of offices introducing what we call like a dental health scan. So hygienists, each time patients come in for a recall, they may scan the upper and lower, and then you can track what changes the patient's teeth have been going through. And being able to see, and assistants getting to show what's going on in the patient's mouth at that time on a screen and getting to move it around, the patient has been able to see their oral situation in a way they've never been able to see before. And the dentist as well. They're seeing things completely different, digitized on the screen, so they can change the way they diagnose or approach treatment. And it's all about increasing that patient communication. So it's really improved the way we treat.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. Sorry. I can remember being like an ortho assistant and like having to do that and then like sitting it down because I had to like go and do something else really fast and then going, oh crap, I forgot to pour up that alginate and like hustling back. And we know that like there's a small window where to create good accuracy with that alginate. And if you're not in it, I'm just like, oh, oopsie daisy, we're going to be making some adjustments on that appliance. Yep. So the accuracy is, huge.
I always say digital and accuracy goes together. You know, you have a digital flow, you're going to be accurate. I would say that's my own, you know, percentage, but I would say 90% of the time. But if you create, and most important here is we listen about all this technology, right? And I have a lot of sales rep coming to my practice. Oh, you know, I have the best scanner. I have the best printer. I have the best. But it's about the workflow created in a practice.
Yeah.
How many times do we hear that people purchase a digital component and it's been sitting in the back of the office for months?
Yeah.
Piece of furniture.
Very expensive piece of furniture. Yeah.
But it is, I will say this, it's two reasons mainly. Number one is there's no a workflow. And that's also in the academy, that's something we do. You know, we help practices create a digital workflow that will help them, we evaluate their digital components. What do they have? How they want to bring it into their offices? And then we help, okay, in order for you to get there and make it successful, then, you know, this is the workflow that you have to create. This is the tools that you need to use. And every practice that we have entered and have allowed us to really create that digital workflow for them has seen an increase not only on patient treatment acceptance, but the team empowering to utilize that equipment.
Right.
It's, you know,
I was going to add, as I was listening to all three of you, and adding to something what Dr. Chi was saying, it seems this digital environment that we live in now, you know, from, you know, social media to, and of course the digital office, right, the dental office, seeing the patient's reaction to the technology, it's really this incredible thing where it's almost as if the technology is the communications piece that improves the communication with that patient, because they visually can see, you know, whether it's a scan, how we're treating the patient, what's the plan long term. They can see the difference in their treatment after they're being scanned, and then they have the treatment and they improve. And then there's this almost like a puzzle that's solved with technology that I think is really interesting. It's this communications piece that technology is providing for the clinicians to the patient. And I think that is really very interesting because I see when a patient sees a scan or it almost connects the dots for them of what you're trying to do.
I can see that. I can see that. So if we could just I want to hear what you have to say about the digital workflow, but can anyone tell me, like, list off maybe some times we would use a scanner? Like, if you're in your from Glidewell's point, like a laboratory point of view, like, when are the times when you would utilize this over, I don't want to say, like, vintage type of
impressions. It's really for any situation, starting from the initial appointment. So if you even get a brand new patient, you do for your data collection and before treatment planning, you can scan the patient, lay out your treatment plan, and as Cherie mentioned, be able to show them their models digitally on the screen and point to the teeth and say, this is where you have a problem. You can show cracks, you can show leakage, you can show gingivitis, you can, all of these aspects, the symptoms that you see visually, you now don't have to really verbally tell them and hope they believe you. You can just show them right there and connect those dots and have them understand where the issues lie. And then that really just builds trust from a new patient perspective. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to treatment, I do a lot of CAD-CAM restoration. So all my restorative cases, they're either milled in the office, or I would send maybe more challenging long span cases I may send to the lab, but they're all digitally impressed. So I can scan it just like I would a normal impression, and it's way more comfortable to the patient. They just have to open, and we just sweep the camera over the teeth, and it immediately gives you that feedback on the screen. You can see your model build, and it's really impressive, and your patient can see the work that you just did. And it makes dentists better, too. It's humbling for dentists to see their work on the screen right away, but you're able to see that impression, the patient situation, immediately. And if there's any need to maybe modify the prep or improve tissue retraction, all of those things can be made, and you can edit the digital impression, not like you could with a PVS. So virtually any impression situation, digital scans can replace it and do it more accurately, increase that communication, and it's a win-win all around. And the patient's happy, the clinical practice is happy, and the staff loves using that technology too, because they can talk to the patients a lot more too, instead of showing them the PVS goopy impression that just, you know, really made the patient uncomfortable and saliva all over it. They can now on the screen show them, hey, this is what we just did. And everyone really enjoys that process.
So, doctor, they were talking before about some of the patients are a little bit adverse to waiting for 2 or 3 weeks to get their crown and bridge stuff back. Does this process speed up that workflow at all?
Absolutely. So within Glidewell, we actually even offer discounts for dental offices that send in digital impressions, because we have a much lower remake rate because the scans or impressions more accurate. We can build something that's much more better fitting off of those scans. And the turnaround time is quicker. We're all about efficiency within the laboratory. The fabrication process of the crowns are all digital. Even if you send a traditional PVS impression, they do get digitized after they're poured up in section. But from a digital scan, we can completely bypass the pour up and trimming of the models and setting of the stone and immediately go to that digitized process. So it does make it a whole lot faster.
Getting back to your initial question about that workflow, there's a running joke in my office that if you're even walking by, you might get scanned. Because in my practice, you know, there was two thoughts of thinking when introducing this digital technology into our practice. Are we getting it to enhance our dental restorations? Yes, was the answer. But also, we thought we got to utilize this technology to better serve our patients, to better educate them, right? So in our practice in particular, I mean, it is a running joke, but it's almost true. If you're walking by, going to the restroom, you might get scanned. We scan absolutely everyone, as doctor was talking about. Our new patients get a scan. Someone who may have a toothache is also going to get scanned, because we know how traumatic a bad bite forces can be. Someone who is chipping their teeth, right? Those kinds of things, anything that you can think of, we are going to capture a digital scan, just like the days of taking digital radiography, right? Those are long gone. today we're in this
if
world.
You're lucky.
And let me tell you who appreciates it most. I think it's the baby boomers because they come from a different era, right? These kids that are coming in, 19, 20 years old, they live in the digital world. I have three kids. I have to force them to look at me and talk to me because they're so fixated on their devices, right? Yeah. So we're in this world, and it's for me, it's been such an easy workflow. I come from an era where 25 years ago where we were hand mixing stuff and developing x-rays in the dark room, you know, all of that stuff. So for me, I absolutely embrace this technology and say, man, what a better way to take care of our patients.
And adding to that, I mean, it's interesting. You think about not only just the restorative aspect of where scanning plays a role, but think of sleep apnea. Think of the huge area of sleep apnea and those appliances that are impacting the lives of people. I mean, really, right?
Right.
And that is, so, they have to be scanned, right? As all of you can talk about. But Justin, I think that's a big part, especially with dentistry today. The dentists are examining these patients for these disorders and really solving these problems. I mean, it's really mind-blowing to see the stats on that. And you can kind of talk a little bit.
So, like, just so I can, like, check off the list of things that I don't have to do anymore if I have a scanner. Study models.
Yeah.
New patient, like, any kind of records of kind. Bleaching trays, night guard impressions. I don't do anything restorative. I'm more perio, but what else?
All of your crown and bridge stuff, your ortho impressions.
Surgical stents.
Surgical stents,
yeah,
okay.
You mentioned perio, yeah, making the surgical guides, implants.
Yes, okay.
Do that a lot, but general dentists are getting into the implant game, so it makes things more predictable.
Okay.
We're in that kind of a world where I'm sure if I scan my finger and I need to replace my fingernail,
there's going to be a prosthetic finger waiting on you.
I probably get Glyco to make me a nice veneer.
You got it. You got it. We can mill it out for you. Bruxer. Yeah.
Bruxer.
Nice Emax.
Sorry. I really do think that, I mean, all of those are so critical and important. I think what's interesting is thinking about the patient. What you said earlier is the average patient that comes into your office gets scanned. They get scanned. I mean, Heartland is a very good example of, I think they were one of the first DSOs that every patient is scanned, every single patient. Maybe Pacific Dental as well, but I know Heartland for sure is, you sit in that chair, you're scanned. And I think it really shows a roadmap of where all of a sudden in 6 months, if that patient or a year from now comes in, they can go back and see where it started, if it started, and then show the treatment from there going forward. So
that's,
I think
where
it's
dentistry is. Yeah. It should be that way.
Right. So it's not just all these things we're talking about. It's really the beginning of the health of the patient. I see the scanning involved long term.
Such a critical part.
Yeah. What I see about digital is the fact that, you know, we always talk about digital of, okay, can I do crown? Can I do... But digital is what you want to do with that, you know? There are practices that want to just integrate a little portion of the digital format. That's what they feel comfortable, you know? All they want to do probably is take images and send it to, for example, Glidewell, for them to make every single device, right? And they can do that. Right. Their offices say, you know what? I want to be able to offer a one-day restoration, and they want to be more involved into digital. They can do that. Yeah. Their office that say, you know what? I want to do a little bit of both. Could be done. Some offices only do it for the consultation piece, having a conversation with the patient. They can do that. So it doesn't really matter. You know, a lot of time we focus, like in my practice, we do everything digital. I think I haven't taken impression in more than 2 years.
Probably in only the courses that we teach.
Exactly. If I teach in a course about impression, I'm taking them. But on the practice itself, I'm not taking an impression. But we want to create that complete digital flow in our practice. But some practices are comfortable to just say, you know what, I'm having problem with impression rejection from my lab. I want to make sure that I can see the impression and the patient doesn't have to come back. And if that's what the doctor is looking, that's what the practice is looking, that integration is a win for them already, regardless if they do not implement anything else into the practice.
So if we could kind of tackle three areas, one being like, what is digital workflow? Like, what is that? Am I going to ever eat or go to the bathroom in a day? Like, is this just adding time to moments that I don't already have? Or is this freeing up time for me, and how can I make that handoff to get free time? And then, like, what types of equipment are out there and the softwares? Do I have to, like, learn a computer system, or, like, what does that look like?
So for me in my practice, I was mentioning that I'm a practicing registered dental assistant, but I'm also my practice manager. So the integration of all these digital technologies, like John was mentioning, was critical, right? I didn't want it to be a new furniture piece that we were adding to our practice. So for us, we have developed a system that every single patient is getting a digital scan. And in my practice, we have the iTero Element Scanner. So that's the digital scanning system that we use. And so that our hygienists, right, don't feel like, man, I have to perioprobe, I have to take x-rays, I have to do blood pressure, I have to do an oral cancer screen. Now I have to digitally scan and photograph this patient. When am I going to clean teeth?
I know where I was going with it.
I saw where you were going. When am I going to clean teeth, right? The ability that these scanners, I'm sure all of them have, is that you can scan somebody in 2, 3, 4 minutes. It's so fast and it's so accurate that it's been an easy transition. So in my practice, we have a roving assistant that captures all these records. So if you, Michelle, the hygienist, is talking to a patient about malocclusion, gingivitis, inflamed, crowding teeth, and you say, you know what, I think you might benefit from clear aligner therapy. Why don't you go into room 3? Let me have one of our assistants come in and scan you. Let me have the doctor do a consultation for you. It's that workflow that we have allowed somebody to easily integrate it and not have to make another appointment for that in my practice. Yeah. No. So, yes, you are having your breaks, and, yes, you can go to the bathroom.
Please.
Now, when we're talking about timing, let's say a patient comes to your office and you would say a bleaching tray and you're going to take an impression. Okay, now you have to grab that trace. The setting up materials could be from 45 seconds to a minute and a half. If it's too arduous, then you have to pour. Right there, we're talking about 6, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
A digital scan, some of these devices will allow you to scan the full mount in 2.5 minutes. Right there, you have your break, right? I just found you a little break time, all right?
Now, if you want to...
If you want to eat...
Whole different world, right?
No, that's one thing. Also, my hygienists have noticed that having a digital scan in front of the patient reduce the time that they spend talking about dentistry. Because the patient have it there. So actually, on our office, we actually have 2 scanners. One is in the hygiene area because they were fighting. Like, everybody wanted the scanner because it's easier for me to scan and talk, especially if we're going to be of the scanner out there allows you to see a before and after in certain treatment. It's a lot easier for them to have that conversation than needing to start utilizing their hands. Because, we all use our hands when we're talking to patients about dentistry before. They do not longer have to utilize hands. They're able to show patient the conversation is faster, the acceptance rates is faster. So, actually, our hygienists say, I'd rather spend 2.5 minutes taking a full mount scan I have in front of me than taking photos, having conversation, uploading, and having a total different ball game. That also is a time reducing because once you scan and then they say, we have that conversation, it's a bleaching tray, guess what? You have the record. If Tomas scan on new patient, we'll move into your chair, now you have a bleaching tray, guess what? It's done.
It's done.
You don't
already have
to worry about any impressions again because impressions are saving your database.
Yeah, with on that one?
Sure. With the scanners, or really any new technology, right, there is a learning curve. And I think that's a big reason why some offices are not so ready to jump into it. They've heard about it. They heard probably good things about it. But like my parents, they didn't want to upgrade their phone to a smartphone for the longest time. They resisted just because they were afraid of having to learn something new. Will I be able to make a call? And a lot of dentists, we don't learn digital scans in dental school. So anytime something new comes out, when you're out practicing, it can be tough to make that call to make a change, something very dramatic in the office. So there is that bit of a fear factor with it. But I can tell you the learning curve with the newer scanners, it's really, really low. Maybe at the beginning it was a little steeper because you have to take individual images. But the scanners, I also use the iTero Element. A lot of the scanners now, they capture the area like a video capture. So it's like a video camera. And what would be different is, rather than place the impression tray and let you're waiting for a material to set up, absolutely, you are going to now sweep along the occlusal, lingual, and buccal, and the camera on the screen, you'll see the immediate feedback and the immediate generation of that model and build. And if an area is missing, you'll see it as a whole. You just kind of position the camera in that area, and you just pick it up. So it's incredible what you're able to do.
How many scanners are there?
The number of scanners on the market, there's quite a few.
Okay.
there's 3Shape, iTero, there's Carestream, E4D, Cerec, Medit. There's several on the market.
And to learn that software, is there a chance like an office would have multiple scanners and like you'd have to like learn it all or?
Yeah, so each scanner has their own dedicated software that runs the program. So there would be like a digital impression where you just kind of digitally input the patient's information and what you're doing, what type of restoration, shade, those type of aspects. And the scan page where you kind of choose what area you're scanning, it's all rather intuitive. They've done a really good job with their interface. A lot of the companies have done a great job, so it's easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. But they all kind of include a training somehow. Some do it remotely. I know iTero, with their Element, they do it remotely, so they kind of do a little webcam interaction with you for a day or two, and other companies have where you go in. Obviously, if you adopt CAD/CAM and you're going to mill and design restorations in office, that can take a few more days to learn. But when you first get the system, I think you can put it in the hands of anyone and they can pick up the process rather easily because they're so intuitive and easy to use. So,
you know, in my office, we started with a digital camera, you know, and it is a similar device as a scanner.
Yeah, I guess so.
So practices that have a digital camera, an intraoral camera, have a really easy transition into the utilizing of scanners. We had two different type of scan systems. And yes, you have to learn each one of them, but most other than, I think, learning how to put the patient's information, patient first name, last name, date of birth, it's really, like the doctor said, really intuitive. So once you learn one scan system and how to hold the scanner itself, you pretty much can transfer that learn into almost every other scanning. So you don't have to relearn.
So you're saying like you have to enter that information. So does that mean that the software doesn't integrate? It runs in tandem? Is like that how that works with your other software?
Some of them do. Some of them doesn't.
Okay.
So some of them you will have to enter the data transfer from your software. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is even allow you to enter the patient's ID. So it is less likely for you to lose the patient's data, but you do have to enter manually. But once you enter one time, it's already there, and you just say, I have this patient in records, just add a new scan.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else to add on that? Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, as a lead clinical trainer for the Academy of Chairside Assisting, what we are noticing as we teach across the United States from as far as Hawaii all the way to here to New York and up to Canada and Puerto Rico, we're hitting the Latin American countries too, and eventually we'll be worldwide, I think. But no, what I was getting at is that we are seeing dental teams embracing this technology, and they're excited. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think Doctor was just talking about how to empower the team so that everyone can embrace that. It's not a matter of if you're going to jump on the train when it comes. The train has come and passed, yeah. Right? And what we're seeing in this process when we go out and teach these classes is that a lot of these dental team trainers, they all know about it, right? And it's a matter of time when it's going to happen. Like the funny question that I always ask is, how many of you are still developing film? And I can't tell you the last time I remember a hand going up saying, I do, right? It's going to happen. And it's a part of the workflow. And when I train people on how to use the iTero Element scanner, because we're in this digital world of having iPhones and FaceTime and things like that, I say it's literally like grabbing your iPhone and just hovering over the occlusal surfaces, wrapping around to the lingual, and you're capturing like 6,000 frames per second. It's doing all the work for you. So it's so easy to integrate. And I'm just excited. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blue or red pill eventually.
Yeah. and adding to that, I think, you know, we mentioned iTero, of course, Carestream, PlantMecca, 3Shape. You know, these scanning companies are just, you know, top notch, right? Yeah. They are really committed not only to, of course, their product, their technology, but they are committed, of course, Glidewell is another incredible company that all of these are, they're committed to the success of their customers. So they're not just dropping off a scanner and saying, and doing a webinar, or they're not just doing, an in-person training. I mean, those are all important. They're consistently going back into those offices and making sure that those offices, the dental team, the dentist, the hygienist, the assistant, that they're comfortable with scanning and they're succeeding. So it's not just one and done and I'm out of here. It really is this process that I've seen with these scanning companies that they're committed to the customer service and the success of the process, not just the technology. And I think that's a big part of why we're seeing so much excitement around this technology.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Also, as an academy, even though we're the Academy of Chiropractic Assisting, our approach is a total team approach.
Right.
You know, when we do training, and we just came from Nebraska, and we have 65 trainers, and 65 participants, and we have 10 doctors, 12 hygienists, and the rest was either team members or admin team. But that approach, every time we take a full approach in the integration of any type of either procedure, technology into the practice, allows that practice to be successful. Because we have come to these meetings, we're in the Greater New York today, and we have so many doctors that come by themselves. And they get so excited about something they learn or they purchase.
Common problem, yes.
And they walk into the office and everybody's like, what's that?
Like, well, another thing that we have to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But how long will it last before it's a piece of furniture?
But when they come to these type of meetings and they bring the full teams, like yesterday we have a course. We have two courses yesterday. I know the New York Dental Convention started today officially with the open, but yesterday we have two courses, hands-on courses, and we see the practices that brought the doctor came in with their assistant, the full team, you know, the assistant hygienist, front desk, everybody was involved. Do you see the dynamic and how everybody embraced it? And at the end of the course, those are the people that come together to us wanting to know more, wanting to know how we can help them, wanting to, oh my God, you know what, you said this, and you know, they start talking to each other, you're right. But the team members that go by themselves, and the doctor that go by themselves, they leave. And a lot of times, it happened to us. They call us later on, hey, can you come to my practice? Because I learned this, and you guys are doing so great. Can you come and teach us how to implement that? And we're like, of course, we're like, for sure, we can do it. But they have learned, and people and dentists have started noticing, if you have a total team approach into digital, it's going to be a really great integration and success for any practice.
So I would, and I want to kind of segue into why ScanMake is so great, because you guys are making it sound like this is so easy peasy, but I kind of want to know, like, how am I going to screw this up? Like, where will I fumble and make a mistake? Like, because it's all wonderful until you put a tongue in there.
Sure.
And then things like get sloppy and real.
Big old fatty cheeks.
Yeah.
You know what's made it easy for me? Even in the days of taking impressions, I've been that type of assistant where I want to minimize all obstructions so that I can get a very accurate record. As doctors, they can appreciate it, right? You want an accurate record. And so for me, with scanning, using something like the ScanMate has allowed me to remove a lip, hold the tongue out of the way, things that are probably going to obstruct. As we all know, the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body, right? You remember those days of holding on to that tongue and moving it out of the way? But using the ScanMate for me has been just a game changer in my practice, and it has allowed me to be more efficient with my scans and better serve my patients in comfort as well. right? We are putting a device in their mouth, and we all know how sensitive the mouth can be. And utilizing this type of instrumentation has been critical for us in my practice. I'm always looking for that in my practice. What can I do to ease my job and also provide the best patient comfort care? I always think back like I'm taking care of my own mother. And for me, I want to take care of mama, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, utilizing these instruments like the ScanMate for me have been critical, right? It's super important. Patient comfort, patient ease, and also the user, right? The clinician who's using it. It's allowed us to take more accurate scans.
Yeah, like I said, it's 200 minutes, but it doesn't happen just by the scan, right?
Exactly.
Right, so I was like, remember when you started scanning, yeah. We were competing. I remember we started with the 5 minutes, and then we went to the 3 minutes, and now we're in the 2. You know, like we're calling each other. Oh, I just scan in 5 minutes. You know.
Right.
But what we learned is just by the scanning itself, yes, you can be fast, but by utilizing the tools, and that's what we have. Like we have learned that by utilizing product like the ScanMate, it will allow you to retract. And like as I said earlier. You know, now I can do it by myself because before I couldn't, you know, if I needed to retract the tongue, retract the cheek, now I have two hands. Where is good the third one? Also, creating a good experience with a patient, like the patient is so excited because you're using a digital scan so you don't have to take an impression, but now you are banging the teeth with a mirror. Right. And, you know, I remember when I started, the doctor leave and the patient would look at me. Did he broke my teeth? Because he just barely touched with the mirror, and you know, it's a piece of metal, so you hear that big noise,
yeah.
Which we know if you barely touch it. But it's still, now with
those patients, so dramatic.
And you know, you look at them, and you kind of look, it looks good. But scanning, it's not only non-reflective, which is allows you to scan better without having the reflection, but it's comfortable. You know, allows you to do it with ease. So even if you're touching the patient because it's plastic, it's comfortable for the patient. I can do it faster, but that's what I say. Just one product by itself is not going to do it. You want to be able to integrate it. What can you? Sometimes the little things are the one who make the bigger impact. And we focus on who's the fastest scanner. Who's the fastest scanner?
Yeah.
It's not about who's the fastest scanner. It's what tools do you have to scan, and that's when you're going to have your fastest scanner.
And patient experience.
Right. And adding briefly to that, you know, we kept hearing over and over again, even ReShape, one of my favorite people in the industry is Cynthia, one of the top trainers over at ReShape. And she said to me last year, ironically at Greater New York, she said to me, finally, I showed her the prototype for ScanMate, and she said, finally, no more fingers, finally. And I thought, wow. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we can have these great technologies, but we have to, Tomas, you said something great, and that is, you know, once they're sitting in the chair, a scan is often the first impression, right? So we can improve that. We can improve that first impression in the chair. And I think, yes, we want the efficiency, but a lot of that is that comfort for the patient so they feel more comfortable with the treatment plan.
Any other like final tips, any thoughts about digital scanning and like how, like somebody that just is such a newbie, like the two of us, like any need to know things that we didn't cover?
I think generally, whenever you are scanning, it is just like a camera. So it's taking snapshots or video images of the mouth. So obviously the teeth or the hard tissues are fixed, and that is usually what we're wanting to capture. But as we've already alluded to, the tongue and the cheeks, those are all aspects that can get scanned in. You can capture that, and it could interfere with the accuracy at that point. So the scanners don't differentiate between hard and soft tissue. So if the tongue is laying over the prep, of course, I get scanned in, and if you send that to the lab, then you know they're going to ask for a new impression. So it wouldn't be any different like a PVS at that point.
Yeah.
So knowing to keep things retracted, keeping things dry, turning off the extra light. And so extra light, and since the scanner has a laser or some sort of a light field at the end of it, reflection off of a lot of the instruments we typically use to retract could interfere and affect the scan. So that's where the ScanMate product is so amazing. It's not only more comfortable, most of the products we use are metallic, right?
Yeah.
So it's soft at the end and it's non-reflective. So it does improve the scan by not having reflection off of it and being able to keep those extra pieces, the cheek, the tongue, cotton rolls, whatever you have in there, out of the field of view. So from that standpoint, it does enhance the patient's comfort. You're not rubbing up against their gums or tongue or the bottom of their vestibule with something sharp or metal.
And that makes a good point, like the reflection from metal mirrors and stuff, things that I would never even have thought about. Anything that, that any suggestions or comments to anybody who is graduating, going and like a little afraid of it, or new office, or just a veteran that's like, I need to get into
it. I just want to say, hey, listen, you use some form of digital technology out there to all the listeners, whether it's in your home, your personal mobile device, something in your life is digital. We're in this world now, right? Embrace it. Use it to better take care of your patients and run with it.
Because your referring doctor is.
Absolutely.
So that is a really big part. I mean, we have heard patients, I've heard patients say, well, that the office there, they use the CEREC, they use iTero, they use this. And it is a referring call.
Yeah. And in California, they don't say there's a dental office at every corner. They say there's a dental office in every suite, every level up.
Yeah.
Every floor, you know. So you're right. You're absolutely right. Someone will go to a dental office that is highly equipped for today's world in dentistry.
It makes them feel more special. I will tell you that. I mean, you think
of
these; they're committed to these technologies. It's an impression of the impression.
I love what you
take.
Put that on the Snapchat.
Trademark that right there. Anyway, well, I also have to say thank you to the CareStream. I mean, keep talking to me. CareStream, of course, Joe is just a big part of this as well. And thank you to CareStream for allowing us to really just cobble squat here and do this interview with the Academy of Chairside Assisting, of course, Dr. Justin Chi, and my dear friends here at the Tale of Two Hygienists. That it's the best podcast out there in dentistry, in our humble opinion. So I just want to add that in there.
You
do so much for us. So it's not just about us here, it's you too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you both.
Anything?
Thank you for having us.
I'm good.
Awesome.
It.
Well, thank you guys so much. We do appreciate
thank you so
this.
Much. Absolutely. Thanks for
any contact information if somebody wants to reach out to you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. So please reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram at the Chairside Assisting, Academy of Chairside Assisting. Also find us on our website at www.chairsideassisting.com. Stay connected with us. There's a ton of educational content that we can help provide, and it's a way to really stay connected in the dental world. So for the listeners, if you're a dental assistant, a hygienist, or even a doctor, where you want to reach out for resources on training your team or assistants wanting to get certified, we provide CE for those kinds of things. Please stay connected with us and follow us through there.
Awesome. Shannon Pace Brinker is all about, and of course, John, you'll chime in here. Shannon is all about the DA environment and really just bringing the dental team. I mean, what she's created is, and again, my mother was a dental assistant, as many of you know. I was a dental assistant beginning at 14 years of age. So I absolutely have a sweet spot for Shannon and her team. And anything I can do to help them and improve the dental team's flow, if you will, is something that I'm committed to. But go ahead, John. Sorry.
Any team members, we have doctors, hygienists, and assistants looking for that new product. What's new out there? How can I put my hands and try this new product before I actually buy it?
Yeah.
They can do that in our website. If there's some time, we go into courses and we talk about great product, and you can have this, and you can have. But then they're like, where can I find them, right? So we do have a little store in our academy that they can find those products.
Yeah.
They can actually get access, easy access. Because at first we were like, I spent 2 days just looking for it. Why would you just don't have it available for them? So we have learned that we have a community that is empowering other dental team members. And if anybody out there, that is listening, I know that, you guys have so many followers, and I know this is going to be everywhere. So this is not, even though we are an Academy of Chairside Assisting, this is a total team approach all the way through.
Awesome.
And Shannon always makes sure that we all know this is a total team member, and that's our dream. And it just started with a dream on empowering, and I think we have been able to achieve
that's
that.
That's awesome.
We're running
Thank you
with
for
it.
That.
Yeah, I know dentistry is a very challenging field, right? It's all constantly evolving, and the procedures are difficult. So at Glidewell, we also have lots of different educational resources. So you can visit glidewelldental.com. There's lots of CE opportunities on there, and we also do procedures. So I have a lot of the procedures that I've done using some of these technologies. Mm-hmm. They're on YouTube, so you can search our channel on YouTube. It's called Chairside Live, and we have another channel of Glidewell Dental. You can see a lot of different procedures utilizing the scanners and chairside mills, and we go into more in-depth explanations of how those are used. Nice. So you can check those out.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, this was wonderful, and thank you guys.
Loved it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
I mean, we keep saying it over and over again. The guests that we are getting on this podcast, like, you guys are amazing. Your content's amazing. Your message is amazing. And we are beyond appreciative of your time and sharing your knowledge with us.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a good one for your dental team. So make sure, because, I mean, we had the dental assistants were being represented probably more than anyone in this particular episode.
It was a team. It was we had hygienist, we had a dentist, and we had assistants on. Yeah. And I love that. That team approach is really special, and I think what's going to really kind of set us apart, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're sharing this episode with them. In the future, we actually had some really good, although quick, but really good meetings at Greater New York, and we're going to bring you some other team-centered content in the new year. We have the Airway coming up in the new year. We have a four-part series coming up then. What else do we have coming up for this new year?
Student roundtables. We're going to work really hard on that. Mm-hmm. Really focusing on our up-and-coming RDHs, our future RDHs, our colleagues that will become.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we have a lot of really exciting things, but we are going to take a little bit of hiatus for the next couple of weeks. But we do have some kind of bonus content that we'll still be putting out. So you'll still be hearing from us, but it won't be, we probably won't do the intro. We'll just probably play right away. So it might have a little bit different feel, but yeah, they're still, I think you guys will still really enjoy some of the stuff we have to bring
to
you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we're excited to have a moment's break, not really from the podcast as far as all the business stuff of it now, but mm-hmm. we will not be doing the recordings for the next few weeks just to get us refreshed and ready for 2019. But because we are literally meeting next week to mm-hmm. record these Airway episodes, which I am so stoked for.
Yeah, the buzz about this is so contagious. It's so awesome and fun and high energy and chock full of content. It's just takeaways. Anything we talk about, you take one little snippet, you can apply it the next day. It's really that good of stuff. So we are very, very excited about it.
And once you learn about Airway and you start seeing it, you can't unsee it. You can't.
That's
you will
true.
See it with every child you run into in the grocery store, to every patient that sits down in your chair, to your friends, family, everyone. So I think you're going to enjoy that. And if you want to interact with us, you are welcome to follow us on Facebook, Instagram. You can also send us direct messages on either one of those social media platforms. Find us on YouTube. I actually get lots of comments on our YouTube page when people watch episodes. Interact with our guests on our social media pages as well. They love it. And share it. We always appreciate that because that just lets people find us a little bit more. Don't forget to write a review for iTunes. We really love when you guys do that. The feedback is amazing, the good, the bad, but hopefully the good. Mm-hmm. And then you can send us an email at atalatohygienist@gmail.com or head over to our website, atalatohygienist.com. And we appreciate you guys listening another week. And we hope everyone has amazing holidays because, again, we won't be back until after the first of the year.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. This has been a great year. Thank you for sharing in this adventure with us. We really appreciate you. And yeah, from us, happy holidays to you.
Yep. Bye, y'all.
Bye.